6:30, we're start the meeting. Everybody's here. Any citizens' comments? Any citizens' comments? Any citizens' comments? Hearing none, we'll proceed with the meeting. Any reports from the committee members? Hearing none? Any communications? None. Approval of the July 21st minutes, please.
So move.
Moved in second of July 22nd meetings. All those in favor? Carried, thank you. Item 7, resolution addressing the recent civil unrest and charting a path forward. Everybody has a copy of the document, I think. Chair, I'll have Terry start.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I first would move the resolution.
Moved. Do I hear a second? Moved in second. All right, go ahead.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I want to address this resolution because I believe that it does set forth what we want to do. I've tried to stay away from, yes?
I hear an echo. Is that an echo in the computer? Is it barking in the room? Okay. All right.
Somebody on the call needs to.
All right, go ahead, Terry.
Thank you. I've tried to include in this a number of specifics of what we are suggesting the administration pursue with the assistance of the county board and the city administration and city council. And I've tried to be short on rhetoric here and long on a resolution of what we intend to do. And just to run through this rather briefly, first of all, we as a board are committing ourselves to support the city of Kenosha in bolstering the downtown and uptown communities. Secondly, we are seeking state and federal funding and authorizing the county executive and those who he designates to seek state and federal funding, particularly in light of the fact that most insurance policies are going to exclude this type of damage as one of the exceptions to liability. We're urging the state of Wisconsin to rebuild a state probation and parole office in the downtown area. It has been in the area. We don't want them to abandon that position. And we don't want other businesses like the furniture store or others to abandon the downtown and, for example, move out to a Green Bay Road, which is a very fine business area. But we need to retain businesses in both the uptown area and downtown area. We are committing ourselves here to assist in any way possible to rebuild both uptown and downtown with funds that we seek from the state and federal governments, and in particular, send a delegation to meet with the governor, our United States Congressman, Senators Baldwin and Johnson. Invite them here and take a look at what has happened here and seek their support, their efforts and in this fight to obtain funding and resolution. We also express thanks to city and county police officers, to officers from law enforcement areas, law enforcement from other areas in this state and other states, and to thank the National Guard, members of the State Patrol, United States Marshal, and Alcohol and Tobacco and firearms agents and any other federal agents that might have been here and other protective services, as well as firefighters from Kenosha and other areas. This also includes a commitment that we include in this forthcoming budget, body cameras, and we're committing ourselves here. If there's federal funding available, I don't know that this money that the president promised is available for that purpose. What are the strings attached? But we are committing ourselves in the budget, irrespective of that issue, but we'll certainly make every effort to find state and federal funds for that purpose. So I would urge your support this evening. This is a resolution that was myself and the Corporation Council drafted here. It's one which is supported by the chairman, the vice chairman, Supervisor Grady, and I would certainly seek this unanimous support of this board this evening. I think it's we're charting a path forward. It's long on specifics and short on rhetoric, and let's move in that direction and move promptly. Thank you.
Thank you.
I called it three times. Nobody was there.
Laura?
Please save your comments for the next meeting.
I started the meeting at 6:30. I called it three times. My mic was on. I heard everybody here heard me.
You can make it.
You still
please.
Have an opportunity at the regular meeting, sir.
You can make your comments at the regular meeting. I'd like to present my amendments, please. I would like to submit my amendments for the record. This is Supervisor Belsky and Chair, if I could. It's not that I don't agree with the resolution that Supervisor Rose submitted. I would ask that we refrain from identifying downtown and uptown areas and replace it with City of Kenosha. There were other areas within the community that were damaged. So being specific to just.
You're out of order. You are out of order. I called it three times. You have an opportunity at 7:30. That's the next opportunity you have.
I'd like to proceed, please.
Laura Belsky has the floor.
May I proceed, please? Okay, it's my turn to talk. Please,
Laura Belsky
please
has
allow
the floor.
Me to present. Please allow me to present these important amendments.
Adjourn.
Go ahead. Motion to adjourn.
I will.
I am sorry. You didn't hear me. I called it. You were talking. You were talking, apparently, and not listening. You had your opportunity. I called it three times. More than enough. It only has to be called once.
Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and make a motion to adjourn right now.
Mr. Chairman.
Called it.
Mr. Chairman. Behind you. To your, behind your right. I will add that I was in the lobby and I did not hear the procedure. It is, I'm not.
I called it three times.
I believe you. I'm not arguing. I'm just telling you that I was standing over there and I didn't hear it either. I just.
The fact that you and the audience were talking is not my problem. You did not listen. You are not.
I'm going to make a motion to adjourn right now.
Supervisor Belsky has the floor. That's out of order.
Motion to adjourn is always in order.
I'm relinquishing the floor.
Either. Yes.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'll make
is anybody filming? Citizen comments are going to take place. because you can't tell the public to sit it out if you put citizen comments. My name is Billy Violet. Everybody knows who I am. I tried to tell you at my very first meeting that I wasn't going anywhere, but a couple of you didn't believe me and it shows. Okay? So I've received feedback from several board members. And in fact, I had the amendments in my email and dispersed to the community before half of you even knew about them. So what does that tell you about the teamwork going on here? And I've also received feedback from several individuals that you guys have been bullying each other and giving pushback about the amendments because you're so stuck in your white fragility that you can't face it. Okay.
All right. Listen, this isn't going to get resolved with you yelling and with them not having a meeting. I understand what you're talking about.
Be quiet for a second. He's either got to do citizen comments or they got to adjourn.
There was a motion to adjourn by myself, seconded by Supervisor Rose.
I'm not going to yell. There was a little back noise, so I apologize for yelling.
Aye.